Well, Ricky, I think that was probably our poorest performance of the season. We probably got what we deserved. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it wasn't a good day. It's always disappointing to lose any game of football, and you know, just because it's Aylesbury United, I think you know, teams expected us to win, so there's a little bit more disappointment around the place than usual. But you know, I think credit to them. You know, they may well be second from bottom, but they're a good side, and I thought they deserved the win. So I am disappointed, as I am after any defeat, and I think we have to give Aylesbury United some credit. I thought they come here and they performed really well in very difficult conditions. Certainly performed, I think, box to box better than we did. It was a game of very few chances, but when presented with their goal scoring opportunity, they took it. And you know, we didn't create too many, and unfortunately, when you know the opportunities, the few opportunities that we did create, we didn't work the goalkeeper. So I think on that basis, you know, we probably, you know, I'm disappointed we didn't get a point, but you know, certainly I think Aylesbury will go away and are fully deserved of the 3 points.
Yeah, not easy on that pitch. Don't really want to make excuses, but definitely not easy for anybody.
No, it's not. It's the pitch is very sticky. You know, it cut up a lot after the Cambridge City game on Wednesday, and it was difficult. You know, the ground staff done well to get it flat, and but it's not an excuse. Both teams have to play on it. You know, we play on it week in, week out. We played on it last season when it was in just as bad a state. So you can't use the pitch as an excuse. You know, we were off the pace. You know, I thought our performance lacked a little bit of energy. We were we never really got any tempo going, and we didn't create enough opportunities to go and win the game, and that's an area I think in certainly last week we, you know, the two goals come from set plays, and we didn't really create too many clear-cut chances from open play in that game anyway. So that's something that we can work on and something that we'll speak about, and I think, you know, it's an opportunity now for us not to dwell on it, because we have a game Tuesday night, so we'll make sure that we're ready for that one.
Yeah, two tough games next week.
Oh, they're all tough. Just because Aylesbury and Rushden and Diamonds are towards the top of the league, you know, as proved today. You know, you play the teams at the bottom, they're capable of beating anybody. You only have to look at the results that happened today. You know, Royston being held to a draw, and Diamonds being held to a draw. So there are no easy games in our league, and that's the good thing about it. And, you know, when you're underperforming, like we did today, it's about trying to find a way of winning, which is what we've done a lot of times during this season. And that's why we are where we are in the league. You know, we haven't in games been outstanding, but we've managed to find a way of winning. And today, unfortunately, we didn't, and Aylesbury United did. So I think credit to them. And, you know, we'll dust ourselves down and we'll go again Tuesday night.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.